What's going on? This is Michael Barive with Spitting Fire, and we're talking today from LA, SA, alright? And today is Monday, as you guys know. Every Monday, we Spitting Fire, no matter where I am in the world, whether I'm in New York City, whether I'm Miami, LA, it don't matter. We're going to talk business, we're going to talk the truth, we're going to spit fire. And today's topic is about the four reasons to network. Okay, now what does networking mean? Networking means you build a relationship with other people to advance your business forward, to advance your life forward. Okay, now if you go to the hood and you start networking with drug dealers and you start networking with people that are on a lower class, you're not going to really get far. You're probably going to get really, really, really sucked into the dangerous world of crime and death and poverty and all those kind of things. Okay, you want to network up. You don't want to network with the people that you know. You want to network with people that are above you, so to say, financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, relationally. You want to be around people that know more than you, that have more than you, that are doing things better than you at this point in your life. Okay? This doesn't mean that they're better than you as an individual. It just means they have a little bit more information, a little bit more knowledge than you do at the moment. So I'm going to give you guys the four main reasons why you need to go network and how actually, you know, I'll give you guys an example. Like I came to LA here, right? I came to LA. I didn't come here because I was bored. I didn't come here because I wanted a vacation. I didn't come here because I wanted to see Hollywood, okay? Even though I did do some of that, okay? 80% of my trip, this is how I make my decisions when I go traveling. 80% of the trip has to be business oriented, okay? 80% has to be business oriented. And the other 20% is based on pleasure. Okay? Now, when I say pleasure, I mean like, you know, going out, sightseeing, museum, whatever the case is. But the first 80% is about networking and building my business. If it doesn't get me closer to my dreams, to my goals, then I'm not going to do it. Very, very simple. Okay? So I made a decision on Thursday morning. Hey, I'm going to LA. I called my girl up. I said, hey, we're going to get a flight on. We're going to go. That's it. We're deuces. Okay? And we left. We landed on Friday midnight. Okay? We took the flights on Friday. We landed on Friday midnight. Actually, Saturday midnight. Okay? We went to the hotel, went to sleep, and boom, we went to work the next morning. Saturday, Sunday, and today's Monday, as you guys know. Now, what did I do in these past couple of days? Well, 80% of it was business-oriented. Okay? I met out with people that I respect. I actually came here knowing two people, and I left with knowing seven people. I made seven new contacts, okay, which are going to lead me to many more contacts and many more opportunities. As a matter of fact, I'm actually going to get a business deal all because I landed in LA. Now, if I would have never landed in LA, I probably would have never got that business deal. I have three opportunities now, possibly a fourth coming soon, all because I made a decision to go to LA for business. So what I'm saying is to you guys is a lot of times you guys want to go have fun, pleasure, all this awesome stuff, vacation. But 80% of the trip has to be towards, it's going to help you get towards your future, towards your business, to get you to that next level. Okay? And what you want to do in these trips, you want to network with people. You want to shake hands. Like right when I got off the airplane, I wanted to shake hands with a guy that was sitting in the back seat of first class, and I wanted to talk to him and say, yo, what's going on? How you doing? Blah, 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 blah. We started chit-chatting. He was a top sales guy for a software company. I gave him my business card. He actually found me on LinkedIn that same morning, and now he's watching my videos. Now, who in the world would have thought that he would be watching my videos before I got into that plane? No idea. But what I did was I started to network. I started to shake some hands. Don't be afraid to shake other people's hands. Other people have what you want. I've always learned this from GC and from my mentors before. Everything you ever wanted in your life comes from a stranger. I know mommy and daddy says strangers are no good. Stay away from strangers. Don't take candy from a stranger. Now, that may be the case when it comes to, you know, coming near a person that's creepy. Okay, or going completely, you know, as a 12-year-old, you shouldn't be hanging out with adults in a park and running around chasing someone with candy, right? But you want to, as an adult now, you want to shake hands with people. You want to learn from people and see who's got your money. Who's got your juice. Who's going to get me to that next level, okay? So these are the four reasons why networking is really, really important. Number one, okay, it teaches you valuable lessons. The things that I've learned from my coaches, my mentors, the people that I've networked, have taught me valuable, valuable lessons in life and for my business. I've applied so many good nuggets, so many good details I got from meeting people just through networking, right? I literally shook the hand of a gentleman named Corey Lytus at the age of 19. We networked and that changed my life 180 degrees. All because of one handshake in the gym. Because I was so out there shaking hands, talking to everybody, because I'm so extroverted, so out in the open, that somebody paid attention to me and wanted to coach me. Some of you guys say you're introverted. No, you're not. Stop labeling yourself. You are who you say you are, okay? If you choose to talk to people, you could talk to people. You don't need to be an extrovert to talk to people. You don't need to be an extrovert to shake hands with people. You don't need to be an extrovert to network. I'll give you guys an example. My girlfriend, she's not an extrovert. Okay, now I don't like that label, but I'm just going to give you guys an example. She doesn't go out there and shake hands with random people out of nowhere. Like, she's not going to come up to you and start talking to you out of nowhere. But I can guarantee you one thing. When she needs to network, she's actually better than me. She's really, really, really good at shaking the right hands, squeezing herself into the right holes with the right people, right connections, because that's what networking is about. So it doesn't matter if you're out and about like me or kind of internal, a little bit like my girl. It doesn't really matter. It all matters on how you want to present yourself and how far you want to go and what valuable lessons can you get from the people that you actually network with. Number two, it helps expand your vision. You see, the people that you know today, they may stretch you, but they will never stretch you the way that someone else will that has a more successful business than you, that is in life farther than you. Okay, you want to expand your vision by being around people that actually have more than what you have more wealth, have more health, have more spirituality than you. What happens is it starts to expand your vision. I get motivated all the time when I see other entrepreneurs that are making 50 million, 100 million, 200 million, 500 million. It just stretches the crap out of me. And those ideas I take home with me back to New York to expand and push it through my business. Every single great idea I've ever had came from a stranger. It came from someone that I didn't know or from someone that was in my team. I had met the smartest guy in the room. I hired the smartest intelligent individuals. I collaborate with them. I put them in one room and I say, what do you suggest? I have a suggestion box in my office because I want other people's ideas. Because I know that my ideas will only get me to where I am today. I want to have other ideas to get me to the next level. Number three, it increases your chances of opportunities. Right? When you start networking, it increases the chance of your opportunities. I came to LA and I increased my chances of my opportunities by 700% through 7 different people. How amazing is that? How amazing would it be for you if you had the chance to just take a trip to Pennsylvania, to California, to Vegas, to England? It doesn't matter where, but just to shake some hands. It doesn't even have to be far. You can just walk down the block, get out of your house. The furniture in your house, the couch in your house, your TV is not going to get you anywhere. Walk out there and shake someone's hand and speak to them and find out how you can actually expand your vision, right? How can you actually get an opportunity? You will not find an opportunity with your Facebooks and Instagrams in your house. You're not going to find the opportunities watching TV. I don't care how good the Real Housewives are or how the Kardashians are doing business. It's not going to help you guys. It's a waste of your time. Number four. When you start networking with the right people, it gives you the example to emulate them. It gives you the right examples to emulate people. Okay? You need people to emulate. You need leaders to look up to. And if you don't network with the right people, what happens is you start to emulate people that are just like you, that are in the same level as you, and you don't want that. You want to be a small fish in a big, big, big pond, not be a big fish in a small pond. All right, guys? So hopefully you guys can take these four reasons and implement in your life on how to network and go shake someone's hand and go learn from people. Go shake someone's hand. Talk to a stranger because someone got your money. Someone's got some knowledge that you need. Someone's got that secret sauce, that secret nugget that you may need to change your whole life. And it could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be next week. You don't know, but you got to keep doing it consistently and expand yourself into the marketplace. So do me a favor, guys. Follow me on Instagram for daily motivation, daily inspiration, mb.enterprise. Do me a favor. If this podcast has impacted you somehow, some way, share with a buddy of yours. That's all I ask. Share with a buddy of yours. Share with a friend. You can find me also on Facebook at Michael Barayev, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Last name is B-A-R-A-Y-E-V. And I have weekly live Facebook lives, awesome information, awesome content to keep you on your edge, to inspire you and to motivate you guys on a daily, weekly basis. Thank you guys and have a good one. And don't forget, start the network. with strangers.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.